This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Everybody quitting? The boss can play at that game, too. I'm David Brancaccio. First, the airport security people in Washington say this Thanksgiving air travel is expected to just about reach pre-pandemic levels. Yet, some airlines and airports are short-staffed. Marketplace's Caroline Champlin has more.
The Wednesday before Thanksgiving and Sunday after could be the busiest travel days, says Adit Damodaran, an economist with Hopper, a travel research firm.
And in particular, I think that Sunday is going to be one of the busiest travel days we've seen since the start of the pandemic.
And getting airport and airline staff ready to meet that kind of demand is tricky, says Madhu Unnikrishnan with Airline Weekly, because the industry is still short on people.
Hiring sort of entry-level airport and ground handling and baggage staff, just a scarcity of those people, and they can't process the flights in time.
Airlines are having to compete with Amazon and Target for those workers, Unnikrishnan says, and short staffing exacerbates challenges created by any kind of disruptive weather event.
If there's not a reserve crew in place to take over that airplane, then that airplane's not going anywhere. So staffing's huge.
TSA says it expects to screen about 20 million passengers over the Thanksgiving holiday period. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.
The deadline is today for federal workers to show they have been vaccinated against COVID with no alternative testing option. That includes federal airport security people. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said over the weekend that he's seen no indication the deadline will affect travel. Our Quitting Time coverage has been looking at the millions resigning either to jobs and greener pastures or just to exit the rat race. That's at an all-time high, and it's not just employees. Bosses are quitting at a record rate, according to a report from Heidrick & Struggles, an executive recruiting company. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab looks at why.
CEO turnover has been trending up in recent years. Jeffrey Pfeffer, a professor of organizational behavior at Stanford University, says company heads are retiring earlier because they're making more money.
And therefore, the pressures on CEOs are also up because, you know, if I'm paying you hundreds of millions of dollars a year, I expect like miracles.
On the downside, CEO turnover puts employees in a holding pattern as they wait to gauge incoming management. Jeffrey Sonnenfeld studies CEO leadership at Yale.
People get nervous and they become more risk averse. They're not productive. They're not going to be as creative.
But there is an upside.
You keep churning up the pipelines and new people get new opportunities.
And that can diversify the corner office. The number of women CEOs that were appointed in the first half of 2021 was more than double the number 6 months before. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
Let us do the numbers. On this start of the Thanksgiving week, S&P and NASDAQ futures are both up 0.4%. The Dow future is up 0.5%. Oregon is third in the nation for homelessness, according to federal data covering 2020. Now that state has an initiative to use motels as shelter for those chronically without a place, to those driven out of their homes by wildfire or evicted during pandemic. Melanie Sevchenko reports from Forest Grove, Oregon.
Maria Hernandez-Lopez lives in a one-bedroom motel unit in Forest Grove, Oregon, with her mother and three grandchildren. It's been functioning as a COVID respite shelter for displaced Latinx people since May of this year.
It was kind of hard losing your job, and then I had COVID, and one of my grandkids had COVID, so made it even harder for me to get back to work.
Lopez lost her job in construction, and then her house when she couldn't afford the rent. Traditional shelters weren't an option because of COVID restrictions, says Maria Caballero Rubio. She's the executive director of Centro Cultural, which serves the Latinx community in Washington County.
We have not been able to house people in a congregate setting as we used to before. We had to find a way.
Rubio's group purchased the Forest Grove Motel for $2.2 million using money from Project Turnkey. Nan Roman is CEO of the National Alliance to End Homelessness, which has researched the hotels-to-housing model.
Hotels and motels were empty because of the pandemic and not receiving any revenue.
Oregon granted Project Turnkey nearly $75 million to acquire 19 underused motels across 13 counties. It joins California and Vermont with similar statewide programs that launched in 2020.
It really is a significant opportunity because we could add a lot of units to stock affordably and quickly.
In 7 months, Project Turnkey says it increased Oregon's shelter capacity by 20%. The cost of buying a motel works out to around $87,000 per room, including small renovations. That's less than half of what it costs to build a new affordable housing apartment. Here's Megan Loeb of Project Turnkey.
We're meeting the immediate need, but we're also helping communities be better prepared for future disasters.
Most of the Project Turnkey properties will be converted into transitional or permanent housing, with services for different types of residents, from veterans to those recovering from substance abuse. In Forest Grove, Oregon, I'm Melanie Savchenko for Marketplace.
And now some cheap advice for Uncle Dave here. If you have a big interview, try to do your prep, or maybe the followings about overloaded email boxes. It goes like this. A TV host flies 10,000 miles from Australia to interview Adele on her new album called 30. Matt Duran of Channel 7's Weekend Sunrise show is the only person in all of Australia to get the exclusive. Big day, a lot riding on this. Duran then sits down with Adele, where he lets on that he hadn't actually listened to her album yet, except for maybe one song. Adele reportedly reacts as one would, and now there's no interview to air. And you wonder if Duran forgot his earbuds for that long flight, but he's saying he somehow didn't spot the preview copy of the album in his email. Let those who have never missed an important email cast the first stone. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.